afternoon, Adelaide. Welcome to the Ramsgate Hotel. We're down here at Henley Square and I've got the team with me after the Australia Day festivities yesterday. What a gorgeous, gorgeous day in the best place on earth. I know, family, I know I bang on about it, but I'm so proud to be a proud South Australian. I've got two of the greats. Greg Blewett, good afternoon.
Hello, Jazz. Can you get up a bit, please?
And Bernie Finch, good afternoon.
Hey, that's better. Yeah. That's better.
No.
Get excited G'day, for team. The more important people.
Yeah.
I like that.
Oh, no.
You're right, though.
We're here.
So predictable. I think you said proud 14 times in the opener, but very quietly.
But I am.
I'm so proud to be proud
even
of
the
South
best
Australian
place on earth.
To be a proud person.
Well, we do, don't we? The best beaches, the best.
Unbelievable.
How good's the water out there?
Oh,
sensational.
I went for a bit of a dip the other earlier with my daughter.
That would have scared everyone.
What were you wearing?
What was I wearing?
Yes.
My Daniel Craig budgies.
Right, okay. Yeah. Your European numbers.
Why would you need them?
Because
are they the ones that the back goes sort of into your crack a bit?
No, not at all.
Well,
no,
that's
I'm seeing a lot of them running around at the moment.
For that
well,
boom
it's
boom.
Not.
You're not ready. So when will you be ready? Because you're only going south.
Those bathers aren't meant to do that. They just happen to sort of work their way up.
What about his shirt?
Yeah, read it out, please.
Six pack coming soon.
Yeah.
What's
yeah.
New Zealand got to do with
oh,
it?
Oh, that's where I got it from.
Yeah, but hang on. Is it six pack as in surely not some abs?
Maz said the other day, any chance of getting him back? After, you know...
What do you mean back? You would have never had him.
Anyway, we've got lots to get through. Come down and say hello because we get... Thanks to our dear friends, West End Brewery.
Yeah, good.
We've got some a free beer to give away.
Mm,
we've got Burns Will, which is some great prizes.
Yeah, there is.
Great prizes. There is. Read the sheet, Greg. Right. Yeah, read it.
What is there?
Well, that's your job, Greg.
Faster Pasta, $80. Yep. $500
from a
barbecue
cash.
Adelaide voucher.
Yeah, nice.
Oh, nice.
Barnsley. Your mate Barnsley.
Yeah, $100 Sandcast
Adelaide
Seafood.
Oh, nice.
That's good.
Yeah.
And $100 Repco voucher.
Beautiful.
Very nice.
Ramsgate Hotel. Mm. Very.
There's 100, I think there's over 100 beers to give away.
Done.
We got here early. There's about 85 left.
All right.
We're just pacing ourselves.
Yeah. Now, we're going to catch up with our boy Mark Ricciuto.
I don't think we are.
Rupert, because they want to talk about the fight again. You know, it's been, you know, it's... 15, 20 years since the last time.
It actually didn't happen in the Ramsgate.
No, where did it happen?
It was out the back.
Were you there?
Well,
yeah. What did you do?
Mate, I had four of them.
Oh!
I had Scotty Cummings in one arm and Buddy Matty Primus. I said, I'll take the big ones.
I've got some
Root
serious...
Root Josh Carr.
No, I've got some serious questions to ask Root too.
Right,
the truth's got to come out.
Yeah.
All right.
And who else?
Let's ask him about what Simon Goodwin did.
Yeah, he ran away and got a spray tan.
You need to hear this.
I think we need to get Bernie's dad on. Farmer Tim.
Oh, dear.
I hear he's on a boat and he's just reeling him in.
He has a tradition on Australia Day as well, which was yesterday.
Yeah, nice.
Which we haven't spoken about
Beautiful.
Yet. Good day yesterday.
Great day yesterday. Yeah. Great day. I've got my little family coming down. Come down and say hello, family. We're here at the Ramsgate. We're looking forward to seeing you. We're here till 6 o'clock. Up next, got some footy news, some tweaking in the AFL for this year, some rules.
Just to tweak some more rules in the AFL?
Yeah, but
Why don't we change a few more?
I think we'll like them.
I don't like any of them.
And now the Crows made some number changes, have they? LA Crows?
Well, let's talk about that next.
Yeah, done.
And stop banging
next.
The table.
Yeah.
Apologies.
Every time
I'm
you
up.
Bang the table, you can hear it. See it?
And Benny Erslam, our little Ben,
there's a
down
in
the line.
There.
Hello,
he's
boys and girls.
Away.
Mm. Oh,
I missed
pure
you, blokes.
Oh,
we haven't missed you.
I didn't think so.
Pure attack. Is
Radio.
He still working for Triple M?
Still working here.
Yes, we are.
Jeez, he's blown the siren on me.
We did say we were going to blow the siren first.
You know me. I don't listen, Greg.
Right, okay.
Beautiful day here, though, at the Ramsgate. Sun's out. Guns out, as they say. Jar's got his six-pack shirt on, all thanks to West End Draft. And we just saw... Shatsy walk in. There he is at the
Jared
bar.
Yes.
Jared Shattuck from West End. Brought the lads in too. He's not going to lose them in a hurry. Look at their
Absolute
white hair.
Stunning.
Bombshells. Yeah, look at them. And they didn't. They got their cricket whites on and didn't know Greg Blewett. Hey, boys, there's Greg Blewett. He plays for Australia.
Yeah, and the oldest one, Harry, goes, who?
I signed their autographs.
Said, I know
Come
Bernie
on,
and Jars, right. but no.
Okay. We love you, Greg.
No, we love that. But... The AFL, Jars, have come out and said, and I'm just going to read the heading. The AFL announced three more rule changes. Is that what we need again? Greg, you read them out.
I think you're going to like these. So they're only minor interpretations, all right? So yep. The first one is faking to handball to goad an opponent into moving off the mark before play on will no longer result in a 50-metre penalty.
Actually, I like that.
Do you like that?
That's a tick.
It's a very good
because
one.
Because they were trying to exploit that rule to get 50. And that's
you're
not
right.
50.
They do goad the opposition
Don't mind that, Greg.
Okay.
What's the next one?
Tick for me.
Next one, 50-metre penalties will now be paid against players who leave the 5-metre protected area after initially deciding to enter, meaning players who enter the protected area to stand the mark must continue to stand that mark until play on is called. So when they come in, stand the mark, and then while the guy's sort of waiting to sort of work out what they're doing, and then they often back off the
you
mark.
You used to have then, like a couple of seconds to go to the mark and then go, no, I'm just going to hedge back.
Yes.
Yep.
So you can't do that
now.
I don't agree with that one.
I
think you should be able to do that.
If the guy takes the mark and you're going to stand the mark, that's you.
But you can go up and then run back. You have like one or 2 seconds.
Yeah, but they don't want that player to get into defence.
So that's 50. That costs you 50-metre penalty and a shot on goal, you reckon?
I think that's a good...
I don't like that one.
I like that change, Greg.
They were going back, weren't they? Trying to sort of flood.
They have to go straight back.
Yes, right. This one is very minor. Players will no longer be alerted by umpires at the 15-second mark of their set shot, instead receiving just a warning at 25 seconds.
I don't mind that.
I like
that. You know what? I'd love to see no warning. I liked when that...
Take too long, Burn.
Richmond v Fremantle. You get 30 seconds, but no warning. So you just... The umpire's watching. As soon as it's 30 seconds, play on. Remember Richmond Fremantle last year?
Yes, that's right.
The draw?
Yes.
Remember they had the set shot? Bolton, I think it was?
Yep.
And then all of a sudden, play on, smother,
caught,
down
yeah.
the... I think it should be up to the guy having a set shot to know how long he's taken. And why you take 30 seconds is beyond me anyway.
So the umpire will say 25 seconds... And then good luck.
I think just leave
it. They might even say 5 seconds.
Because in
to go.
This year, that year, because you can hear
that would be the same thing, Greg. But Jars is arguing that no,
Jars is going, hang on,
going,
no,
nah, don't do that.
No,
just the 25 seconds, please.
We need a 25 second warning clock here.
For what?
Well, you two.
We do.
For the end of your contract.
I think that's a good rule.
Okay.
I like it. So, but other than that, the AFL have left everything else alone.
So there's no other rule
no
changes?
No other rule changes.
So they're very modern,
unless they've got something up their sleeve.
No.
Big news out of St Kilda Footy Club.
Yeah.
List manager, Stephen Silvani. Boys, they've just... Well, today the announcement
landed
came out.
Landed the big fish.
Landed the big fish. So he obviously was... He built the GWS list.
Correct, he did.
And then went to Carlton. Mm-hmm. And then finished up there. And now St Kilda have got him. St Kilda have been pretty aggressive on the trade table too, getting a lot of players from other clubs.
Good pickup.
So that's a big pickup.
That's coming from Roscoe, is it? Roscoe Lyon.
Well,
imagine.
I suppose he dragged him across. His coach sort of makes those, or helps make those decisions.
Well,
so.
the two most important roles these days is getting the right senior coach, but also the right list manager. That's where it's at these days.
Well, that's
isn't it really?
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
And what was his track record like at Carlton?
Oh, outstanding. Oh,
good. Stephen Silvani, everyone talks about...
There's some mixed messages with Stephen Silvani.
There is. Well, you would, but...
The proof's in the pudding. His recruiting's been good. Whether he does behind closed doors, we never know. Some new numbers at the Adelaide Footy Club as well, just before we go. Number 21, Tyler Brown. We already knew that because we interviewed him last week and he told us that. Mark Keane, the Irishman. Number 48.
Easy to understand, isn't he?
Mark Keane. Number 48. Number 3, Sam Berry. He's moved from 21 to 3 after Fisher McAsey moved out of number 3.
Well done. Good stuff.
On Triple M's Rush Hour, it's Jars.
You've got mail.
Mailbag.
Okay, I do have form with a bit of mail, and every now
and then
I let... Well, I try and be consistent, but like our Brekkie show, they do it very well. They're spot on, you know, with their...
Rumour mill.
Don't tell him.
Sorry.
Let him go.
He was looking at me with this confused state on his face.
And I love seeing
him. Every now and then I get some intel that comes across my desk that I go, nah, leave that alone. Or, let's just throw that out there to the family. All right. Now, the first one is regarding South Australian cricket.
Uh-oh. Oh, here we go. So you're hearing this before me.
Yes.
So you've got your web spun all over second
now,
cricket.
Now, this is some of the... Now, this is the intel I'm hearing about South Australian cricket. Young Harry Nilsson, who is a wonderful district cricketer, and he's obviously working very hard to play at that next level.
Great lad.
He's a terrific lad. Don't give him. There is some talk he may move to interstate to play cricket next summer, and it may be to Tasmania. Are you hearing?
Really?
Yes.
So no,
I'm just throwing it out there, and I may be incorrect here, and I may get a phone call very shortly.
Matty Wade keeping for Tassie?
Yes.
Yeah, he is.
Is he finishing
but
up?
Matty Wade hasn't got too long to go, I wouldn't have thought.
Well, that's, so,
yeah, but they've got heaps of keepers down there.
I'm just telling you what I got.
Okay, I was with Harry Nielsen 2 days ago.
And he was...
And he certainly did not... Not that he probably would either, because he's still a contracted player.
But
with... South Australia. Could he grow into a better cricketer if he left South Australia? So he's probably maybe thinking that Alex Carey's in and out because of his Australian duties, and he wouldn't mind just a good run at full time.
Wouldn't hurt him.
Right.
Sometimes, and that's the intel. Anyway.
Okay.
So that's that one. Now, Mike Hussey did that review for South Australian cricket, and obviously $200,000 in his bank account. Made 20-odd recommendations.
Mean,
that's what he was paid.
Yeah, 20, he did.
200,000.
200.
20 recommendations to fix up district cricket. Look at me, Greg.
Mm-hmm.
And none of those, and what I was told, none of those have been implemented into our district cricket in South Australia. Those 20 recommendations to make
zero.
Us. Not one.
Not one.
Not one.
What
now,
I
hope I get a phone
just
call
and
say,
just give me one of those recommendations.
Yeah, full of shit. But I'm telling you now. Not one.
Who the hell are you talking to?
Don't ask those questions. One has happened. Grade cricket has changed. The two divisions.
But was that in Mike Hussey's recommendation?
And
I don't know if it was.
And they've streamlined selection, which was also in there.
There's two.
Okay.
Right, and they're
right.
Just
so
off
you're
the top
saying
of
not
head.
Even one.
Well, I'm only passing this on.
Okay,
and sharing.
But don't just throw.
So 2 out of 20, Jazz, what percentage is that?
Well,
that's a fairly serious accusation.
20%.
So 10? I will. Okay, so what I'll do, I'll delve further into
can
that.
Can you?
Yeah.
And, I just want to.
And you can apologise on Monday.
I'm happy to apologise, but
okay.
South Australian cricket hasn't been flourishing in the last 5 to 10 years, has it?
No.
All right.
Well, 5 to 10.
Well,
20 to 25.
Crows are going well too.
Stop bringing the trophy.
Okay, yeah, what else have you got?
And the last one is that the Socceroos may be looking for a new manager because Graham Arnold may be pursuing other, you know, coaching opportunities. Done a wonderful job for the World Cup. A very, very big profile South Australian may be the next
Socceroos. South Australian?
May be the next.
So you're trying to get Carl Viet to
No, it's not Carl Viet. It's a famous footballing family
Aloisi.
In South Australia. No.
Yeah, Aloisi.
No, it's not.
Done.
No,
got
it's
it,
not.
Greg.
So
no.
I'm just going to leave it at that.
Ross.
I've said May 10 Ross? Times so far in this segment. No.
So and it's January.
I'll just leave it at that. So watch out for that announcement.
What about new. April?
Now, we're still... But Graham Arnold still hasn't made a decision if he wants to continue on
right.
or move on.
Is it his job if he wants it?
I haven't heard that. I haven't heard
into
that.
The...
I haven't heard that
okay.
one. So there you go. A little bit out there.
I like
yeah.
this.
Bit of
no,
cricket.
I didn't like it.
I'll get some phone calls. What do you mean you didn't
well,
like it?
Well, the cricket thing is so
wishy-washy.
See,
you're so protective. You're so protective.
Oh,
you
well
sit
that...
on the fence. You sit on your hairy
on
backside. You don't say anything.
How do you know it's hairy?
Well, Catherine told me that.
If you keep throwing shit at a blanket, Jars, eventually some of it sticks.
Stay cool with an Automasters aircon service. Call 1-300-AUTOMASTERS. 60 seconds on the clock. $1,000 up for grabs. 10 questions stand between you and the cash.
I need more cash.
It's the Rush Hour's $1,000 Minute.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome Greg from Semaphore Park. He's playing the quiz. Good afternoon, Greg. Welcome.
Thank you, Jazz.
Now, our AFL team.
Crows, mate.
He's got a Crows 1990 shirt on.
Yes, wow.
That's original.
That's
worn out.
It's listed.
So, absolutely.
Wow.
So, how long you had that? Since 90?
Oh, what a stupid... Oh, honestly. Sorry, Greg.
No, it's not that old, really.
Okay. Yeah. All right, mate, welcome. 10 questions, 60 seconds. Say pass if you don't
know. How many seconds?
60 seconds.
Yeah. Right.
Say pass if you don't know. We'll come back to it. And it'll always take your first answer. All right? All the best.
Okay.
We need to give away $1,000 on our first tour on the road.
Yes.
Gregory, Byrne and Ben... Let's play.
We're ready to go.
Ben. Who has won the most men's tennis Grand Slam singles titles?
Djokovic.
In pool, what colour's the eight ball?
Black.
What Socceroo was named Young Australian of the Year?
I win my way. I win my way.
Yeah, that's we'll it. What that. Sport does Beth Mooney play?
Cricket.
What number did Andrew Jarman wear for the Adelaide Crows?
Number two.
What league do the Cairns Taipans compete in?
The NBL.
In what year did the infamous rumble at the Ramsgate take place?
Oh, what year?
Oh, geez, that would have been 97.
How many Olympic gold medals has Michael Phelps won? 23, 26 or 29?
26.
Who was the last South Australian to win the Brownlow medal?
Good mate of mine.
Oh, I've got to think about that one. Pass.
In what year did Sachin Tendulkar play his last international test cricket game?
2018.
Well, who was the last South Australian to win the Brownlow?
That's it.
There you go, bad luck. Oh. Good effort, Greg, from Semaphore South. All right, Benny.
That was brutal.
That was a tough
that
win.
That was tough.
It is
he
tough.
Did well,
it
though.
Is a brutal segment. Oh, all right. It's a much-loved segment. Brutal thanks to show. Automasters. Let's check the scoreboard, Ben.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Correct.
5. Oh. It's actually better than
I actually reckon you did well.
You all right?
No, well, that's
it's tough, isn't it?
That is. So, oh, that's half a grand.
Oh, 500, yeah.
Actually.
Actually, that's a good call.
What's he picked up, Benny?
Benny! How long have you been doing this, Benny?
He's got...
Mate. It's not on the sheets that Tommy gave it to us.
Amos Gill, Fringe Show, Double Pass. Don't miss out on Adelaide's favourite comedy, son. Tickets on sale now at moretalent.com.au/AmosGill. He's a wonderful young talent. All the best, mate.
So, Benny, where it says quiz minor prize...
It's okay.
It says on the sheet, quit minor prize.
Yeah, you should quit.
And we're glad you're going to get on a plane and nick off and leave us alone. Congratulations. Thanks, Benny. Give him a round of applause for Greg.
That's not
no, I said Greg. All right, let's go through the answers. All right, Burn, Greg, yes. Number one.
Yes, Andrew. Rafael Nadal has won the most Grand Slams.
And number seven, please, Greg.
Why are we going down to number seven?
Because he got it wrong.
Rumble at the Ramsgate took place in 2002.
And not one punch was thrown. Number eight, please, Burn.
Number eight, 23 Olympic gold medals for Michael Phelps. That's...
Yeah, that's scary. That's elite, Burn.
He plays a bit of golf now too, Greg.
Yeah,
number nine, please, Burn. Greg.
A couple of little chuffs along the
Greg,
way.
Number nine.
Who was the last South Australian to win the Brownlow medal? Lockie Neal.
Superstar of the comp.
Good South East boy.
And number 10, please, Burn.
2013, Sachin Tendulkar finished. I just saw a replay of the World Cup final when India sent Australia in. How good was that final?
He's a good player, isn't he?
Well, Tendulkar made none, but Australia were good.
Come down to the Ramsgate, say hello. We're here live, exclusive down to the family of Australia. We're at the Henley Square.
I'm not saving you this time.
No, I'm not.
Let him go.
I'm trying to get us up
this
and about.
This is his domain.
So where are we?
Ramsgate Hotel.
Yes, Jazz.
Perhaps the most famous showdown moment happened in my own backyard off the field.
According to an anonymous witness who rang radio station Triple M, things quickly got out of hand.
In 2002, after Port Adelaide knocked off the Crows by 8 points in round five, the night before, well, our boy Roo and the hard-nosed Port Adelaide midfielder Joshy Carr got into a polite verbal exchange at the Ramsgate Hotel.
Yeah, Port were beating us badly and we were sick of it, and I was really frustrated with what was happening on the field. Carr was getting the better of me with tagging tactics.
He didn't like, I guess, a few of the things that I probably said to him on game day, and I was just a young buck trying to find my way, and it didn't really matter who it was. I had to say.
That led to an impolite all-in brawl between these two sides.
They all ran out, and she was on to young and old from each team. There was punches, blokes being thrown on cars.
The hotel manager confirmed about 20 players from both teams were brawling in the car park for up to half an hour.
And then we thought, right, we better get out of here. We could hear the cop cars coming, so we all did the bolt, and we had to thought, well, we've got to ring Johnny Reid and let him know before this gets out.
The rumble at the Ramsgate proved that the showdown rivalry was real, and that rivalry is still alive and well till this very, very day.
So you didn't even know it was when it was, but you've done the voiceover for it.
Oh, a long
repeating
time.
Repeating that it was. We got someone special on the line that may have been here that day, though. Mark Rupert Ricciuto. Welcome, Roo.
Yeah, g'day, boys. How are you?
We're very good. We're just trying to keep Jars in control here because he's kissing people, hugging people, and this is his domain down here at Henley. So
he hasn't been drinking again, has he?
No, not allowed yet.
No, not yet.
You know us, Roo. We toe the line. Hey,
I thought this was meant to be a surprise today that I was coming on.
Well, so did we.
I thought it was too until Jars hooked it off the top of the show and halfway through the show and you were meant to call in and surprise us you're calling. But anyway, that's great radio there.
Well, I heard Chopper there, the button pusher there, plugged me about half an hour ago.
Yeah. And
it's good to see he's still making mistakes on the other.
He can't help but make mistakes. He actually hadn't done anything right ever, but I think he's leaving us soon. So
anyway, that'll be a good thing for the station.
Hey, run us through that night, though, because there's all these rumours still to this day. What are we, 20 years on? How did it start and what happened?
It was a fantastic piece of captaincy by me to lead.
By you.
Yeah, exactly. No, it wasn't really. It was Simon Goodwood's 100th game. And the day after we got beaten and we were just down in Henley Square having some food and a few drinks. And they ran out of drinks at the restaurant we were at. So Benny Nelson went up to the Ramsgate to get a few more. And he come back and said, the poor boys are at the Ramsgate. And then someone said, we should go up there. And I said, if we go up there, don't pull out.
Be ready. That's it, Roo.
So we went up there and we just had a bit of a dance with a few boys and mucked around and rolled around a little bit and gave each other a cuddle and then got out of there as we could.
Now, Rupert,
The funny thing was the girls had had a few more drinks than us and we'd left them there and we went back to my joint and rang Reedy, as you said, in that opener. And then about half an hour later, all the girls come home. They were absolutely furious that we'd left them at the pub. They said, you left without us. I said, can you realise what bloody happened? They didn't even know what had gone on.
So it must have been a huge fight.
Well, it took everyone out of the pub out in the streets. That was for sure, but not enough of the girls to get involved.
So Roo, Josh Carr I'm talking about, obviously pissed you off the day before, young upstart, Rebel, sort of tagged you. But here at the Ramsgate, what actually pulled the trigger for you? Like, how did it start and you go, righto, mate, let's go?
Probably about the 15th beer. That probably did that. I look back at it as a bit of fun now, but at the time it wasn't. There was a lot of rivalry between the teams and Port had got the better of us. And Josh, as he said in the opener, he used every tactic he possibly could to try and negate players like me, which good on him. That's what you've got to do. You've got to use everything within your means. But, I didn't enjoy that too much. And because he had got on top of me, after a few drinks, I thought, I'd probably try and square it up a little bit off the field, which is ridiculous, really, when you look at it. But, we all do ridiculous things after a few too many drinks, don't we?
Yes, we do. I'll be honest there. Got a few true or false questions for you, Roo.
Am I on the lie detector or not?
Lie detector. I've sent one out to your house. Just wrap that around your wrist and
just hook it up there
up
now.
To your
it's
heart.
Going on.
Here we go. I can hear it going now.
Yep.
True or false? Simon Goodwin came up behind Sean Burgoyne, slapped him in the face and then ran outside to the car and tried to get a taxi.
False.
Wow. Like that.
Okay.
Well,
good.
I don't like that because I heard that was true.
Okay.
True or false? John Reid, after you called him when you got back to your place, said, deny, deny, deny. Don't tell him anything.
False.
No!
What Reedy said was, what are you mates doing? You shouldn't even be out. You bloody idiot. And then it said, by the way, did you win the fight? And I said, yeah.
All right, last one, true or false. A text message was sent to Andrew Jarman saying, where are you? We need your help. Where are you? We're in trouble. True or false?
Definitely false.
Josh, you said the wrong text to you, Sam. We need help. Come across the road.
I'm in a dressing gown.
He reckoned he rocked up in his dressing gown and the cops go, there's one of them.
What was true is a bloke rang the football club on the Monday. He said, I've heard about this fight. I don't care. I don't barrack for the Crows or Port, but I've got a dent in the front of my Mercedes. All I want it, I want it fixed. And then they went, dude. So I think that might have been Kari's head that put that dent in there.
Well, actually, Roo, I've spoken to Kari. He reckons he got the better of you. It was the other way around.
That's what we've heard.
And that's he's a true like or false, too.
He's like fighting a 10-year-old kid. No, Kari's a great fella. I honestly do believe that. And he's a good fella, and he'll be a great addition back at Port Adelaide. Great fella. Love. I actually like all those Port blokes these days. I hated them at the time, but as you get older and you mature, you settle down a little bit and you respect them and have a bit of fun with them.
Great, man. Thanks for sharing that. Take care, and we'll see you on the brekkie next Monday.
A great cricket gossip before too. I was on the edge of my bloody seat.
The phone hadn't stopped.
It might be this and it might be that.
I said 10 times. I've got to cover my backside, bro.
Bluey, I thought he was going to say Clarko was going to coach the
Clarko. See you, mate.
Spot on, Roo. See you, mate.
Yeah, welcome back to the second hour of the Rush Hour. We're down here at the Ramsgate. What's wrong?
Lift.
No, I'm up and about. G'day, everyone. Yeah. Yes. Woo. We're going to catch up with Farmer Tim, your father.
I'm concerned Tim about Vince. Him. Because he has a big tradition on Australia Day
yesterday,
every year.
Yes.
It starts 7:30 in the morning, but I haven't heard from him today. Hear from him most days.
Is he still alive?
You're not sure? We'll see when we try and call his phone.
I'm not sure. Thanks to West End, good friends of ours. Mm. You're going to come down before 6 o'clock. We've got a free beer to give away.
Yes, we have. Well, they're starting to run out quickly, Jazz.
Yes, and a beautiful part of Adelaide down here, Henley. Henley Square's thriving.
Millionaire Row, they call this one, along here.
No.
How far?
No, Jazz said it's not called Millionaire Row, Multi-Millionaire Row.
Oh, right. Okay. What is it, a square metre down here, Jazz?
About what? I don't know.
How big is a square metre?
It's big. It's big, Burn. And don't you talk.
Don't you talk.
You're on the Esplanade now, Burn. You've joined us.
Yeah, not in Multi-Millionaire Row.
Jeez, I should have played footy.
You should have played footy.
Well, you weren't
really a good cricketer, were you?
No, just play cricket well. You'd be fine.
You're very good. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have said that. Okay, coming up next, we've got plenty to get through. We've got highlight tapes. We've got Farmer Tim, Burns, Will. You've got a great prize to give away. There's some great prizes in there. Where's
thousands of dollars to give away.
Here you go, prizes.
Not on multi-million dollar
road. Well, I haven't got my glasses on, Jazz.
Get your four.
Well, you go.
Well, you've got a first prize. Fantastic. Thanks to the Ramsgate Hotel. We've got a voucher. And second prize, gold class tickets.
What? To the movies.
Well,
I haven't been to gold class for a while.
Wow.
I might nick that.
I used to take Marion to the old movies.
And do what?
I'll just have a little watch.
Did she see the movie out or she'd leave? I can't believe she's hung around. I honestly don't. She's too good a person to be with you.
All right, up next.
Donald Trump. What's happened? Been at it again. No, not happy
Donald
with
Trump.
Not happy with some of his behaviour.
No. He's what, Bernard? President again or... No.
It's to do with it's golf, the great game of golf.
Yeah,
he's not doing the right thing. He's not doing the right thing.
Jazz is out of Trump, isn't he? When it comes to golf,
there he is.
Can't count.
Sweep over.
Hits other people's balls.
Done.
The Savo, they're coming to you live from the Ramsgate Hotel.
Thanks, Benny Boy. Oh yes.
Nice.
Oh, hello. See, when someone decent takes over, Jars, you get a bit of a round of applause. But no. Hey, 133353, we're talking cheating in sport, all right? So I don't want people ringing up about Sandpapergate in South Africa.
No, we don't want that.
Because former US President Donald Trump has just pulled a dodgy with his owns golf courses, and he has played in his own tournament, right? So his club...
Club champs,
yeah. But he's pulled a bit of a Swifty. Now, Jimmy Kimmel, whose late-night talk show, spoke about what old Donald Trump was up to. Here it is.
The only problem with this win is Fatty Shaq didn't exactly play fair. He missed the whole first day of the tournament because he was in North Carolina paying tribute to himself, but he told the organizers of the tournament, he said, I played a strong round 2 days before the tournament, And he decided that would count as his Saturday score. So he started the tournament with a 5-stroke lead, which is like showing up at mile 6 and claiming you won the marathon.
I don't mind it.
So just to let everyone know, so normally, Jars, what would happen in the club champs? It'd be played over 3 or 4 days, right? So he's obviously not actually at that local golf course. He's decided to play his opening round somewhere else.
Oh, no.
And just use that opening round as his
first round.
And then he's gone on to bloody win the whole thing. So
nah.
1-3-3-5-3. We want to hear about your stories. You can dob someone in. What's the worst thing you've seen or most blatant thing you've seen?
Surely cricket. There's a few cricket stories.
Why is cricket
always...
Well,
because you umpire yourself. And well, depending on if you need a few runs or if you're in trouble, if you get hit in the pad, you're not out.
Nah.
Why is it not out? Because it's just not out. Surely there's a few around there, Jars.
You?
Oh, I don't cheat.
You don't cheat?
No.
No, he just can't count.
You've had to... No.
I've had to walk.
When you've had to umpire in that,
No. You got to be honest.
All right. 1-3-3-5-3. I've seen lots of... stuff going on golf courses and it's...
Blokes kicking balls out beyond the...
Well, actually, Farmer Tim, we're going to chat to him soon.
Oh, don't.
I don't know if he's deliberate cheat.
Is there history?
There's history with counting shots.
So you know when you get to the...
When you've putted it in?
Yes.
And what'd you have, Dad? Oh, hang on. One, two, three. He's missed already mystery by the time he gets to four.
All right. Yeah.
You've warned me about playing with Farmer Tim.
No, but now you've done it too.
No, so, I've never done it.
Yes, you have.
I've never done it.
You just can't count.
You know what?
It's okay.
Ramsgate point two fights on next.
Point two.
Right. 1-3-3-5-3. This is your chance. You don't have to name names. Just tell us what you've seen or what you've heard.
Okay, Greg.
Like it, Greg.
Yeah, 1-3-3-5-3. We're taking your calls on cheating in sport, Bernie, because Donald Trump, former president of the United States,
this is unbelievable.
He's pulled a swift in
at
his
a different
club champs.
Golf course.
Yeah,
as well.
He's put his opening round
different
in. He was in a different bloody
state.
State
it's
or different course,
yeah.
Jars.
Yes.
That's not how you want to. How you want to go
hey,
about
just
it?
Just quickly, Papa Pom, who is Papa very
Pom.
Well known over home, he was Bernard Vince before I was. Yes. I'm actually Bernard Vince the second.
Oh.
So he used to goal umpire for Stansbury, and he'd tell Stansbury were no good back then.
No.
Dad and Uncle Chris obviously played, and he used to be the goal umpire. He used to say, kick him up higher, and I'll do the rest.
That's
and like he was known for not being a.
Okay.
Probably playing by the rules.
Kick him up
but
high.
The opposition, there's this guy from Yorktown, I forget his name. Yeah. But he was about to break the York Peninsula record. I think he was going to about kick his 18th or 19th goal or something. It was late in the last quarter, and he's kicked it, and it's gone straight through the middle. Papa Pom has seen it going through and ran to the goalpost and gone point. And he ran down and said, mate, that's Pom. That was a goal. He goes, no, it's not. There'll be points until you stop cheating. The field umpires stopped cheating.
No.
They will continue to be points for the rest of my goal.
A bit of payback.
But I think they lost that game by 200 points.
Did they?
But
1-3-5-3. When have you cheated? Ben from Davern Park, welcome.
How are you, boys?
We're well. What have you got for us?
Lived in Alice Springs, mid to late 90s. We're playing a 2-day final up there, umpiring ourselves. And the other team were known to be a bit sort of dodgy.
Mm-hmm.
I was fielding at second slip. The opening batsman nicked it for me at second slip on 4.
No.
And he called it not out and went on to make 205.
Hang on, second slip.
Second slip, and I wasn't too wide of a second slip, but I was a genuine second slip. Went down the left hand, caught it. We all went up and he stood there and he said, not out. Yeah, went on to make 205.
You don't really have to go up, do you?
No, that's
sleep.
Right.
You just celebrate.
Yeah, you just come in and giving him a send-off at the
Good
same
on you,
time.
Benny. Great story.
At least it didn't hurt him too much.
No,
only an extra 200.
Let's go to Ashton at Para Hills. Ashton, your cheating story, please.
Well, I had the whole of the mafia from the eastern suburbs come after me.
Careful.
Basically, a week earlier or that week at school, I'd had a bit of a... of a rumble with the four of them and did a number on them. And that weekend we had an indoor soccer tournament at the ICA at Stepney. Apparently a goal went in the net and I said no it didn't. And next thing you know, I've got Nonna and all the others shaking the side of the net. They came in the net. I got out. They got me behind the counter. They're still all swinging at me. Yeah, it was great.
But there's not too much. There's no grey area whether a ball went in the net or not. Did it go in?
I don't care, mate. I was the umpire, mate, and I don't care what the mafia says, mate. It was my buddy Phil. Sorry, guys.
Well done, I got
a feeling that
and he's
ball,
still with us.
I got a feeling that ball went in the net. Sounds like it crashed into the net.
Hey, let's go to Brian from Old Nolunga. Tell us your cheating story, mate.
We're playing cricket and we got two balls left in the day. We've already lost the game. And the non-strike is on 99 not out. And the batsman just flicks the ball around to fine leg to give him a single so he's got a chance to make his 100.
Yep.
But we've yelled out the fine leg, we let it go and let it go for four. So he couldn't get it on strike.
So he couldn't face that.
That's
not cheating as such, but that's a low act. Yeah, that's poor. Yeah,
Brian.
Okay. Come on, Brian.
That's all right. That's beautiful. Great calls too. Yes. Some good calls there. That. Can I give the prize to Ashton from Para Hills, please, Benny?
He's lucky to be alive.
Absolutely you can. He's not there though, he's gone.
Yeah.
Can you give him the prize, please, Ben?
We can track him down.
You can go see Gilly. Hey, what's Gilly at the Fringe?
I think you got his number, Ben. Surely.
We'll find it. We'll get him
Come
on.
Come on, Pirate Tap.
Straight out of Stansbury, it's Timmy Vince, the Triple M farmer. For Centurion Steel, a farmer's friend. From fencing and sheds to rainwater tanks. Centurion.com.au.
Well, he joins us for the first time in 2023. The great man himself, Farmer Tim. Good afternoon, Farmer Tim.
G'day, boys.
Something wrong with the line.
Jeez.
What
when
has happened?
When you work as hard as I do, you finish the boys.
You finished harvest 3 weeks ago. Listen, what do you mean working? Yeah. What have you been doing? Is fishing.
Yeah, but that's hard work when we pull them in like we do.
What, have you been screaming every time you get one?
What are you doing? No, that was yesterday.
You sound like Bob Marley.
Yeah, I'm starting to feel a bit like him too.
What did you do yesterday? Why is your voice
well,
like
that? Well, Australia Day. Boys, a bit of a tradition.
What's that?
A bit of a tradition here in Stansbury. We're at the caravan park and we go over to Boat Dee Loves Caravan. And we have a loin chop, a fat sausage, bacon and eggs, and see how many long necks you can drink. We've got 116. 116 long necks.
Between how many?
116 long necks. And I reckon, King Brown's he calls them, and I reckon my throat's in one of them.
Well, how's the cholesterol levels as well?
Oh, we don't care. I've got 12 months to get over.
He doesn't care.
Probably got 12 months to go, you reckon.
116 long necks.
Well, 12 months before the next Australia Day. Hey, yeah, how many people? 116 King Browns, as you call them. How many people?
12.
Jars, how many?
Jars. You do it.
Jars, how many?
That's about 20 each.
Yeah,
No. A bit less, but
so you're out plenty. Fishing. You're out fishing. How's the snapper biting?
It's a good day.
Yeah, no snapper. You're not allowed to catch snapper.
Oh,
right.
Okay,
sorry.
Right,
that was a trick question there, wasn't it? Woke up to you, Bluey.
Yes, like it. So, what are you fishing for? Whiting garfish.
Garfish, and we can't fish any more garfish because we've got our limit.
Why are you still out there? Is fisheries there?
Yeah.
Well, I hope so. We're all good. Yeah, we're all good. We're under the limit because we're not drinking today, so everything's good. I'm actually anchored just offshore. I hope they can come and catch me doing something.
Hey, Farmer Tim, the crops in York Peninsula are just out of control. Bernie said he's already ordered a silver Lamborghini.
A red one.
Red one. Yeah. Can you pay for it?
Yeah, shouldn't be a problem. As long as he only gets the one. One can get carried away. Could get one for his missus, which he could ride off.
No. Nah, she's not good with curbs. They're pretty low profile, those.
The crops have been good. I think perhaps not a Lamborghini. He might be able to get a Volkswagen or something.
And what about that? How's the golf? Because Jars reckons he's got you golf. in your sights.
Yeah. He's been texting you a bit.
When's the matchup coming? When are you guys playing golf?
We don't need it yet, don't we? I don't know that you'd want him down at Kiyonga, though, would you?
No, not at Kiyonga, somewhere separate. No.
The members have had enough of him down there. We might have to get him up to Balaclava or somewhere where he knows him. Get him to have a bit of a swing there.
No one knows him. He reckons he's known everywhere, over
South Australia. Golf coach Benny Winton reckons I'm ready.
He definitely says you're not ready.
There you go. Fancy that, Ben, 50-odd years old and having a golf coach. I just think,
that's right.
The thing is, he keeps choosing his coach and every coach doesn't want him.
Yeah, and let me guess, it'll be the coach's fault.
Every time.
Hey, how's the cricket team going? Is Bernie going to contribute at any stage?
Yeah.
Well, we're hoping he's going to make a few Saturdays. We've got a pretty tough gig against Millington. They were third last year, I think, Millington. Yeah, third. And your mate plays for them, Jars Oily.
Yeah, he's a nice lad.
Yeah, are you still talking to Toddy Hall?
No, not at all.
No, I don't think so. He doesn't talk.
I'm hearing.
I think he'll get in because the captain is his brother-in-law. You know, that goes a long way, doesn't it?
That does.
It's not about the runs. It's not about the runs. It's family.
Camaraderie. I'm worried about Bernie's prep though, because it's a very hot day. He's sort of very thirsty.
I did have a water before coming into the Rams gate tonight.
His prep would be a lot better than his old man's at this stage. I was shaking that much. I caught a garfish and didn't even know it. Got a natural jag on me.
I am one step ahead. I got my voice.
Farmer Tim, thanks for sharing it. Good to catch up. Take care.
No problem.
And guess what?
I'm coming for you.
Well, I'll bring you down a feed of garfish. That might build up your backswing a bit. Well, last time I saw you, guys, you couldn't hit over a jam tin.
Stop it! And he was hitting the wrong ball.
I did that.
Yeah. Hit someone else's. That was the guy check it. For the day.
Great to check in. Okay. Take care, Farmer Tim. We're Danny at the Rams gate. Massive crowd. We're loving it. Take care, mate.
Get a lozenge or something.
Lozenge
or lemon tea or something.
Fisherman's friends. I'm going to go.
Lemon and honey or something.
Soothers. Friday night, I'm heading straight for the Dalrymple from the boat.
Oh, I'll see you Monday then.
Oldie's keen. Oldie's
already still going.
See you. We're about to wrap up, family. Thanks for coming down to say hello. This show is it's a big show. It's
what is it?
All around the world. We got people tuning in everywhere.
And when you sit up the front of a plane, what's that called, Jazz?
Well, I thought it was, gold class.
Gold class, yeah.
Gold class.
The gold class tickets were a section of the plane that you sit up the front in.
Yeah. And you
that's why he said
thank you to Virgin Airlines.
For the gold class tickets.
Now you know it wasn't Qantas. They're actually movie tickets, you bloody numbnuts.
Hey,
it's single-handedly the funniest thing I've ever heard on radio.
You call me numbnuts all of a sudden. Have a great weekend. Now, we've got the German Magic book there, which I've got to sign another copy of.
I did read it. Brand spanking new, isn't it? Has a page been turned?
It is, no.
It's like it just got printed.
Come on. Right,
your head is still
anyway,
the same.
Anyway, hey, big thank you to the Ramsgate Hotel for having us, West End Brewery, our sponsors, and all our family out there that listen to us. Thank you for your support. We're back again Monday. Are we back Monday?
Yes.
Lots to talk about.
Yep.
Just grab one thing that you chucked in here?
Yes, Bern.
This is from Jars himself. I am regarded as one of the most talented Aussie rules footballers to ever pull on a boot.
That's on the back. Here's your highlight tape. See you Monday, everyone.
After another sharp week on the rush hour.
Hey, it's g'day. It's Bernie Blue here.
He can't even get hay out.
It's time for the highlight tapes. It's been a big week on the show, but unfortunately, you probably missed most of it as your car radio was turned off.
Family, up next, our very own Greg Blewett, Australian cricketer, Australian great, will review the Strikers' performance, not only last night, but their big bash season.
Pull over, sit down.
Yes.
Be careful.
Yes. Turn the car off.
But for those who did hear the show, you'd know that Andrew Jarman had the Adelaide 36ers firmly in his sights.
The Adelaide 36ers.
Adelaide 36ers, the most expensive team in the NBL.
And didn't Jars go hard?
They haven't fired a shot. So there has to be some changes on and off the field.
Okay.
Call off the court.
Oh, boy.
Changes needed. Culture stinks. That's strong stuff, Jars. But we know he must have done his homework on this.
They don't play as a team. I've been watching them, and it's disappointing. Yeah.
He's been watching them, and he's right across all things 36ers. Anyway, let's move on to the quiz.
You got a clue?
Yes. Who is the captain of the Adelaide 36ers?
I don't know.
Oh, I don't know.
Speaking of sports, Jars is all over. The Tour Down Under wrapped up this week with a win for Aussie Jay Vine and a loss for Jars' cycling credibility.
What about the Tour Down Under? Mm-hmm. A good Australian won the event, Jay Vine. Only the second Australian to win the Tour Down Under.
So you reckon there's only two? Do you want to change your answer at any stage?
Is there another one? I've gone blank.
How many?
Three.
Okay. I'll accept three.
Oh,
there is.
How many?
Stuart O'Grady.
One.
Michael Rogers.
Two.
Patrick Jonker.
Three.
Simon Gerrans.
Four.
Alan Davis.
Five.
Cameron Mayer.
Six.
Rowan Dennis.
Seven.
Richie Port.
Eight.
And Jay Vine.
Nine, Jars. You're already out by seven.
Well,
good intel.
I read the paper and they said it was the second.
Oh, you can't read.
Well, I don't know that.
Straightening up now. And Jars blew everyone away this week, raising an incredible amount of money for a very worthy cause.
The Port Districts Football Club and the community were outstanding on Saturday, raising money for one of their very own, Lee Whitehorn, who's battling brain cancer.
Yep.
They rang me to see if I could come down and just do a lap of the oval in a Port Districts Premiership jumper and carry their Premiership trophy.
Yes.
And they'll raise money.
Just run us through how much you personally raised yourself, because I've got the figure here. Do you know that?
Honestly, I don't.
You don't know?
Honestly, I don't. I thought it was $1,000.
This is from someone that would know at the Port District Football Club. The great man, talking about you, is a legend. He raised personally, Blue, 10 grand just for his run.
Are you joking?
Donations. 10 grand.
Are you joking?
No.
Wow, what an effort. There's only one thing you can say about that.
Well done, Jars.
Well done, Jars.
Well done to the footy club.
Credit where credit's due.
That is great numbers.
And well done.
Hey, boys, how do you like your steak?
Well done.
Yep.
I think this joke has been...
So well done.
Well done to everyone.
Moving on, we learned this week why Bluey has not been put in charge of the music here at Triple M. And no, it's not because of this.
Nothing but the best for you.
No, I'm good. Ooh,
don't forget me.
Love that song.
But because of this live re-disaster.
Led Zeppelin, Friday, Feb 3, Inks, Friday, Feb 10.
Is in excess, you twit. Honestly, where are you? In some barrel.
That's your worst ever, Greg.
And that's the highlight tapes for this week.
And live glasses and contact. Is it live or live? Tell me what it is.
It's live.
Is it live? Don't shout.